One, go.
Welcome, guys.
Part two.
Welcome to part two of K&T Time.
Part two of part two.
It is part two of part two.
Because we recorded about 20 minutes of straight gold.
We did. It was...
hurt like a big dumb idiot.
Yep.
Put like a laugh track.
Well, it's not my fault, man, that this app, when we first got it, was very intuitive. And after that last recording... really.
You definitely said it was intuitive like 10 times.
It was intuitive.
When we first started.
So, Anchor is a great app.
Yeah.
We can't talk too much about them because they do own us.
Yeah, they own our intellectual property, apparently.
Basically just...
so if we ever go to make
everything.
Money on this. What's the deal? If we ever make money off of it?
Yeah, if there are any advertisers out there listening...
we could add. Free ads.
Yeah, free ads. If you want to do, if you want to do a side hustle job, we do have some Swiss bank accounts that are open.
Yeah, you could always wire transfer to us.
We could. We could do that.
So we got, Lisa, get back in here! Lisa, get back in here!
So if you haven't if you haven't seen by the name of the podcast...
The title of the podcast is what is it?
Lisa.
Lisa? Yeah, Pride of Weston.
Yeah,
so
what's up, guys?
We have our friend joining us who's literally sitting in trash. She literally just tried to casually sit down into
a buying bag.
Which
I'm still sitting in.
Yeah, so this is Lisa. She's a
co-worker. We talked a lot about you in the first... Lisa, to give you an update, Kurt and I recorded for about 20 minutes, and then Kurt, like an idiot, put like a song over... our entire thing, so it sounded horrible.
It sounded great.
Well, no, it's like
there
we
was
were
another
obviously.
Sound.
Well, I mean, like we weren't gonna not be funny. Like we were obviously hilarious, but like
it was great.
It just had music over it, so
the entire segment.
Yeah,
yeah.
The entire thing.
It was great.
But we talked about you for a little while. We talked about how you were a much better employee than us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how we wanted to preface things.
Yeah.
Is that Tom and I were to both be the same person and put the amount of work in that we put in, then it would probably be like a quarter of the work.
No, that's true.
Shit.
And she's humble.
We're technically, for those of you who don't know, we are technically all the same.
We are technically all techs.
We technically all have the same job, although we do different things because we are in different labs on the same floor. But we're all the same level.
Right.
And that's obviously why we're friends. But,
obviously. There's no other reason. Right?
Yeah, well, you guys wouldn't be friends with me normally. Who would ever do that? I'll tell you right now, not a lot of people. But Lisa is definitely the better or best of the three. Are we recording, Kurt?
Yeah, no. I got a notification that Tiger Woods and Ricky Fowler and Phil Mickelson are all teeing off at the 17th at Sawgrass.
Okay.
Which is the one that looks like an island.
Are they tied for the lead?
No, they're probably... Ricky Fowler's probably in 16th, I'd want to say, but he's wearing probably the worst outfit. Phil Mickelson is probably tied for...
4th.
No.
He's not.
No. Tied for 81st, I want to say.
And Tiger's
but,
missing.
But he's a lefty, so you can never count him out, right?
I do like lefty.
Yeah. And Tiger basically is probably playing for charity at this point. So.
I basically just watched the Masters.
They just let him play so that they can put that shit up.
That's fair.
Do you like golf, Lisa?
I don't watch golf. All
right.
Don't know anything about
Weston's
golf.
Weston's a big golf town.
It is.
Yeah.
We have a good golf team.
Yeah.
I know Tiger Woods. That's all I know.
Yeah. All right. Good.
That's
so
good.
That's something. That's something.
And his scandals.
Oh.
Well, tell us about his scandal.
No.
I don't know anything about that. Lisa, what happened?
We're a pro Tiger Woods scandal podcast.
You can...
Wasn't... So basically, he just, like, you know... He
got a little out of control, I would
say.
Yeah,
he went off the rails, which people do.
How many years ago was that?
That was a while ago, right?
Yeah.
Well, his wife hit him with a club, right? Something like that.
That's why his back hurts all the time.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, so Celtics won.
Celtics won.
My Celtics won. Lisa's Celtics won.
Yeah.
She was very
excited. Did you watch the game, Lisa?
You didn't watch the game? Lisa!
I didn't have a good night like you.
Yeah, I had
Tom was whining this morning.
Yeah, I was very hungover this morning because I went to my
your
friend Chuck's.
36-hour.
Yeah, I get 36
except
hours.
Except it wasn't 36 hours.
No,
it was
I feel
like
fine.
12
now.
Hours.
Yeah, it was more like 12. It was like a normal hangover. But I get like 36-hour hangovers now because I'm old.
It's sad.
Yeah, I think I've aged a lot.
You're also the youngest one out of here.
Yeah,
out
think,
of the three
I think
of
college,
us.
I think college it's aged
true.
Me a lot. That or I'm just a baby. I'm probably just a baby, but I was tired this morning. I wasn't feeling good.
You
didn't call out sick.
No, I didn't call out sick. That
you
one time
used
I was actually sick, though. That's not true.
You could have used my sick time. I have some built up.
How much sick time do you
too
have?
Too much.
How much earned time do you have?
Too much. No, because
like,
when
could
I
you
took...
leave now?
Yes, but I'm not going to, because we have to do this podcast.
Yes!
But when I took all my grad school interviews,
yeah.
I don't think I actually got... Yeah, just kind of slip it under the...
You just left?
Under the bar or whatever.
Oh, nice. I'm really happy you put that on recording.
Can't release it now.
Yeah. Ah, fuck it.
No. We're not doing this over again. Absolutely not. So, for those of you, for my friends, who are basically all of our listeners, Lisa and Kurt both got into very successful graduate and medical school programs. Kurt's going to the University of Washington. Lisa's going to Cleveland Clinic School.
Yes, and she's going to live with High Point. Is that what it is? High Point?
What is that?
No,
living with a girl from High Point?
Yeah.
Those women are all very attractive.
Yes,
is
they
she
are.
Single?
No, what's the school that's by Cleveland Clinic?
Not High Point. High Point?
No.
What are you talking about? Case?
Oh, yeah, Case.
Oh, still not
what's
bad.
What's High Point?
Basically.
High Point's a school down south that's, like, not real, and everyone who goes there is really good.
Like Trump University?
Yeah, basically.
Oh.
It's like a country club.
It's not that fake.
It's a country club.
Yeah.
Sorry
no,
to anyone
sorry.
Who listens to...
Sorry.
...goes to High Point. But my point is that they're
sorry
all
that
really
I don't know
successful,
High Point.
And they're leaving me this summer, and I'm not okay about it, because I'm not going to have any friends at work. I guess Allie. I'll hang out with Allie.
We'll have Allie on sometime.
Yeah. Allie's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She...
Tried.
Can't sell her short.
She snubbed me big time. I kind of underplayed it when I brought it up to her, but Allie was on FaceTime with her boyfriend who was not here,
yeah.
And I like
he's
waved,
cool shit.
Really waved, and then I went double wave just to like get her attention as I was walking up on the path. I was like, Allie. I didn't say anything because I didn't want to like be screaming and waving, and then she
that would have been the third. That would have been the third step.
That was my next step because I just want to say hi to Allie because I don't think I had seen her. Oh no, I saw her in here, but I don't know. I was just trying to say hi.
You're just waving. Yeah.
Too
yeah.
excited.
And then I gave up on that, and I looked around to see if anyone was looking, and like three women were just staring at me from a table in scrubs.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wow, I look preposterous.
Did you talk to them?
No.
How old were they?
I feel like they were about to report me for something.
How old were they?
They were probably in their 30s, so like my
wheelhouse. Oh, so like
yeah, it's
right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, it's in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, so.
We'll get to that in the Tinder minute.
Well, I think we should just do it now.
Yeah, the Tinder minute?
Yeah.
Describe
so this
it.
Is a reoccurring segment that we're starting today. Everybody who's listening is blessed with the first airing of Tinder minute.
Yeah.
It's basically a Tom only segment, and it's a minute...
I like Tinder. Was
it's
that
a minute for Tom to talk about his most memorable Tinder experience. So we're going to start now, and Tom can... Elaborate on his...
So, I recently got back on Tinder. I got dumped. And, you know, that was my, you know, just trying to get back out there. And the first young woman I met was not very young. she was 32 and a mother of what I assume to be two or three children. And we met up and she made it very clear that this was going to be a one-time thing and that was that.
So you got ghosted. Essentially.
I got ghosted by a mom, basically.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was my first experience after my like year long super serious relationship. So we were out, as they say, in terms of racing. I was out of the gates hot.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. So that was Tinder minute with Tom.
Yeah, that was much more succinct than the first try.
Yeah, but the first try was great because you were a little confused at first, but
yeah, I was a little flustered. I had myself together now. Lisa's cupping her mouth, trying not to laugh. Lisa judges me. It's fine.
Yeah. She doesn't want the
my
the,
life is in
shame. She doesn't want...
To... Laugh, Lisa. Laugh. Let it all out. My life's a joke.
We'll be back in 3 days with another Tom Tinder story. It'll be great.
Yeah, I could get something brewing over the weekend. Mother's Day, love is in the air.
Yeah, love is in the air.
Another mother.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like your day.
What's that like SNL song with Justin Timberlake and Andy Samberg?
That's when they do the Beyonce one.
Do the mother lover.
With the dances.
No, where they're just like, what they get each other's mothers for Mother's Day is like, they hook
that's
up with each
one.
Other's moms.
Yeah.
And that's the present.
It's like Freaky Friday.
Yeah. It's not like Freaky Friday.
Basically the same thing. But yeah, we have a great show today.
We've got a slew of topics. We got Lisa in the house, so it'll be fun.
Lisa's.
Lisa, who is David Goodall?
Yeah, that is a great start, actually. Do you know who that is?
Ooh.
David Goodall.
He is a botanist.
He's a botanist.
And an ecologist from. He's born in London, from Australia. Who at age 104?
Sorry.
Went. At age 104, went to Switzerland to end his life. He is not terminally ill at all. He is completely a healthy 104 man.
Yeah.
Quote: My life has
so
been
he's not
my
no
wife.
Longer.
My life. Has
he
been,
is no longer. You know, he's no longer living among us. No.
He said, quote,
"Not amongst us.
My life has been rather poor
thanks.
For the past year or so." And I'm very happy to end it.
What do you think about that move?
At 104?
At 104.
It's probably the oldest one out of...
He has like four grandkids.
Four great-grandkids.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
What do you think his last meal was?
You're asking me?
Yeah, he's from England. Think about it.
Tea.
Fish and chips.
Crumpets.
And cheesecakes.
Tea with sugar and milk.
Yeah, this guy is a total English person. His last song
request was
Ode to Joy.
Oh, that's great.
What would your last song request be? If you're on death row.
Good question.
I don't know, man. Probably just like...
True Colors. I see your true colors.
I like
really
that song. I like that song.
Yeah, that's the last thing I want to hear.
It's nice.
Don't be afraid. What are you going with, Kurt? Does say a lot about the person.
Let's say
I would do classical music.
Oh, Ode to Joy, great.
Stop.
You would have been a great. You probably would have liked Dave Goodall. Is that his name?
You're making fun of me, Kurt.
David Goodall.
No.
Yeah, probably. Almost
deep
almost
down inside.
Almost exclusively making fun of Lisa.
Hey, I'm proud of my love for classical music. So.
It's great.
So we did this quiz earlier. Kurt didn't do very well. What are the 6 states in Massachusetts that allow assisted suicide? Or in Massachusetts. In the United States.
Try again.
What are the 6 states in the United States?
Oh, hey, no, I know this. Because
okay.
I had to, Washington.
Yep.
I learned it for my MMI interviews for med school.
Ooh.
You had to know this for med school?
Well, no. I was reading about different topics.
Oh, I see.
But Washington, I think, was the first state to allow it, right?
Yes.
That
I
know.
That is true. That is true.
There's one in the Northeast.
Yeah, get
Vermont.
Yep.
Yeah.
Vermont.
Yeah, you
had
to.
Yeah.
All the rest are out west.
Yeah.
Every state that's on the Pacific.
Hawaii.
Kurt already did this. So it's every state that's on the Pacific Ocean. California,
Atlantic.
Washington, Oregon.
I mean,
Oregon, yeah.
And then Montana and Colorado.
Yeah.
Oh, Montana.
In Alaska, right?
Yeah, Alaska.
It's on the Pacific Ocean. So is Hawaii.
I guess I was wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong.
I'm an idiot. I'm a big, dumb idiot.
Well, you have the answers, so.
I got
the first one right.
Well, you got the first one right after like announcing to the entire room, like, I know this.
Yeah.
And then proceeds to only get one and hit like a brick wall.
That's like when you're watching Family Feud. Have you ever watched Family Feud?
Yeah.
When you feel like they're going to be so good because they get like the first top two and the first two guesses.
And then they're just bad.
And then all the rest
Thanks,
of their
guys.
Guesses are so
Thanks.
Bad.
Now the entire world knows that.
Steve Harvey just hits on all the girls.
Yeah, he does. That's really creepy.
Yeah, he's
speaking of creepy things with women, NFL cheerleading. can still be saved, according to the Sports Illustrated article.
Sports Illustrated wants NFL cheerleading to
Everyone
be saved.
Recognizes there's a problem, a lot of problems actually. Many have suggested eliminating cheerleaders as the solution. Bye, Lisa. Lisa left the room to cough.
She did. She's very polite. But the
Lisa,
sound
Lisa
of...
Lisa got up from her trash seat. She's literally sitting in a biohazard.
And the best part is there... The best part is there's a completely...
There's a chair right next to her.
There's a
no,
chair
not,
sitting
not
directly
to
next to her.
Let me read the summary of this. Everyone recognizes there's a problem. A lot of problems, actually. And many have suggested eliminating cheerleaders as the solution. It's not. The league needs to look at college sports and take 5 steps to save cheerleading.
Yeah.
What are those 5 steps?
I agree.
What are the 5 steps, Kurt?
Just have Will Ferrell be every cheerleader.
Is it so, like... Are they trying to make it more like the sport of cheerleading?
I don't think it's a sport. That's another take.
You don't think cheerleading is a sport?
No.
But, like, the way college teams do it, they, like, compete at stuff.
Right, they have to keep them going.
No, like, they, like, go to, like...
Yeah, I know.
...standalone competitions.
I understand.
That's
I never understood those.
But they're, like, flying in the air, Kurt. Could you do that? Is gymnastics not a sport now,
gymnastics
too?
Is a great
sport. If you're trying to tell me that my women's gymnastics team is not a sport, I love that. I live for that in the Olympics. They're so good.
They are. They're so good, Tom.
Whatever. So they say, number one, prioritize dance ability, not body type. Body type. No more weigh-ins.
They're weigh-ins right now?
Yes, Kurt. It's a toxic culture.
I think that's fair.
Wait, what if we had...
No, the dancing.
Oh, the dancing?
Yeah.
Oh, the weigh-ins. I thought you said the weigh-ins were fair.
Well, I don't care. They can weigh themselves if they want to.
Yeah,
it's
for,
like
well,
extra
that's,
credit,
that's,
right?
That's what I was trying to say. That's what I was trying to say. I was trying to say, like, are they going to try to make it more like the sport? Eliminate the culture of fear.
Also, though, Tom...
I disagree. I'm all about cultures of fear.
Fear of what?
I am motivated by fear so much. I think it's a
fear,
fear
of flying? Like in the air?
Fear of getting checked by Gronk when he fucking drops the
like
ball
like
going out of bounds.
Oh, I think it's like a
they're
the fear
put
of losing
cage.
Your job. And like if you don't look a certain way, like there's hundreds of women that would love to be like a Patriots cheerleader or something.
Oh, I see.
Make it a full-time job. It's not a full-time job.
How much do they make?
$9.25 an hour.
Maybe if they made less money, then...
This isn't going to work. This sentence is not going to work.
Maybe if
don't
they made less money, then less people would want to do it. So then...
The culture of fear would be gone.
Exactly. I'm just trying to solve things, Tom, one at a time.
This is going on and on about...
One step forward.
Oh, they don't get proper medical treatment.
Ooh.
For their fear?
No, for broken bones and sprained MCLs, Kurt, because it's a physical sport.
Have you watched any cheerleaders on the NFL network?
Interesting point.
They don't flip or do anything. They just stand there and
yeah,
like,
well,
get
that's
as close
point.
To the
I'm
camera
sure
as possible.
I'm sure they would love to prioritize dancing over their bodies.
I think
that's
great.
That's point number one if you weren't reading the article.
No, I already guessed that one.
They don't use their last names, Kurt.
Yeah, neither do many people. Like authors.
Offers almost strictly use their last name when you're talking, but they'll abbreviate their first name.
Nah.
J.K. Rowling?
Yeah, Rowling
J.R.R.
is her...
Tolkien or whatever his name is?
What about?
J.R. George Martin, the guy? Yeah,
George, yeah.
Yeah, okay, whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm just saying,
I think they should make these changes.
I think it's a great idea. I think you should help with that.
Help with instituting the changes?
Well, so have you heard about the new NASA?
Kurt.
The new NASA.
Sometimes I don't listen to Kurt when I'm reading the articles, so he just, like, caught me in it, and I was just like, oh, the new there's this device that can make underwater objects appear invisible to sonar.
Right.
And he was like, oh, yeah, from NASA. And I'm like, oh, yeah. As I was reading the article, he's like, oh, yeah, NASA made that? I'm like, yeah. He's like, NASA does the underwater stuff? I'm like, yeah.
No.
He's like, no.
It's Army.
No, it's the Navy.
Nice.
See, I listen.
So what's the biggest issue with this? Do you feel threatened?
Lisa? I mean, as long as we have it.
That's always the answer, right?
Yeah.
As long as we have it, you know? It's just like if you're holding a gun and the other person isn't,
yes,
then it's fine.
Yeah, I feel very safe.
It's fine, yeah.
Yeah.
But if they're holding it, then guns should be... No, fuck that, right?
Well, no, how about we just have the guns?
Just all the guns.
Yeah, and the sonar stuff.
Yeah, so, like, you could, yeah.
So, would they put this on a submarine? I wasn't, or just, like, on a fish's back?
Just put it on the fish, man. We could just send all the fish we don't want to, like, Japan, and they would never know.
Hey.
We could do dolphins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
War dolphins.
We could strap, like, an Uzi to a dolphin.
Oh, God. They would love that.
But, like, you could control the Uzi, and, like, the dolphin would be, like, a little drone.
Yeah.
Underwater.
This is great.
That'd be great. That's how you win every war. Speaking of winning wars, Lisa, should Donald Trump get the Nobel Peace Prize?
Yeah.
He said...
Don't even ask that question.
He said, in a press gaggle,
yeah.
They said, someone asked him, do you deserve the Nobel Peace Prize? Lisa is leaning more and more into the trash.
You can just drop the trash bag.
But someone asked, do you deserve the Nobel Peace Prize? And he said, I would never say that, but many people have said that.
Yeah, many people have.
Which is the greatest answer ever.
Yeah. It's like, I don't think so.
I would never say that.
But lots of people think so. Are you not one of those people?
You don't think he deserves it? What if he denuclearized North Korea?
Which he did.
And solved, and like, what if they have peace?
Yeah.
North and South Korea.
What if there was a prize that could be given to someone who got rid of nukes for peaceful situations?
Her buddy's back. We have a trash bin in here for him?
I hope so.
Janitor's back.
Yeah.
Big
homie. Big
homie.
That was a segment called...
The janitor. Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
That was our segment called Janitor's Back.
Janitor's Back. Still hates Tom.
Yep.
Probably. So, no peace prize.
Mm-hmm. No.
What if he got a peace agreement? A literal
Which he
peace,
did, right?
Yeah, a literal peace agreement. There's a summit, there's no agreement.
Oh, a summit. Where did that come
kinda,
from?
Kinda
a summit. Did they have, like, those meetings on top of mountains before?
Yeah. Summit on a mountain.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Jesus did that. Ever heard of him? Died for your sins?
Yeah. First name.
First name. Didn't use the last name. NFL cheerleaders, Jesus of Nazareth. Yeah, he didn't use the last name.
He didn't.
Name.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
he wrote something.
That's a really good point.
Didn't he?
Yeah. NFL cheerleaders should just be more like Jesus.
But he should. Or, yeah.
Christ-like.
He's a good role model, right?
So, no, Lisa.
No.
Pardon
that.
No.
All right, well, what about local policemen?
Ooh.
To get Nobel Peace Prize?
No,
yes.
Just prizes in general.
For,
No.
For, like, honorable actions?
Yeah, just, like, if they do something that, like, say there's a traffic jam, and they clear something out of the way, that, and
That's
then
their job,
traffic
though.
Moves, so... For
everything... No.
No? Alright.
If it's something that's part of their job description...
Alright, well, do you think this is part of this policeman's job description?
What's
well, you
incident?
Saw, you saw the video.
Oh, that one! No!
So
oh
this
my
is
God.
Our.
That's
this
not
our,
even gonna. No.
This is a part of our segment.
Oh, God.
This is a recurring segment, Humans vs. Nature. And I must say that after some hard losses last episode.
Yep.
Last show.
Humans pick up a huge win.
Humans did. They definitely are fighting back.
So basically, what happened was there was a groundhog on the highway.
Huge traffic jam.
Huge traffic jam.
Nobody
people were trying
to
get him off the highway. And there was a cop trying to shoo him onto one side of the road, but the gopher / groundhog thing just starts walking towards the cop, and the cop starts backing up. And the best part about the video is the lady videotaping it goes, Aw, he just wants to be pet by the cop. He just wants to, like, make
yeah.
a friend. And, like, as she's saying this, as the gopher
the
is walking towards
in.
The cop, the cop just... drops to one knee, pulls on his gun, and pops this gopher, like, 2 times in the face,
oh.
stands up, and everyone just, like, goes, like, oh, my God, he shot him!
Oh, my God.
And then, like...
To be fair, we were all saying the same thing, though.
Yeah, because it's shocking.
Yeah,
and
it's disturbing.
And then, and then he gets up, makes to make sure...
Eye contact
tries to
people.
See if it's dead, makes eye contact with everyone around, and then it's not dead,
It starts running.
And then he, like, shoots it execution style.
Yeah.
I didn't see that part.
She shoots it a second time.
Yeah, and that is it's definitely out at that point.
Yeah, well, that was the kill shot,
yeah,
as they say in the books.
Nail in the coffin. Mm.
Yeah,
right?
So big win for that cop.
It was, and humanity in general, you know.
I don't understand why people think that cops use excessive force after witnessing a cop blow a groundhog
off the street.
Off the street for no reason. It was just walking towards him.
It was quite a shot. That's what they train for, man.
That guy's been fired as well.
Do you know what's funny though? Is you know how you have to like record what each of your bullets went toward? Like he had to do a write up.
Oh, there was
a
lot of paperwork for the gopher incident.
Yeah, like he literally had to write.
He's probably still writing.
Yeah.
Oh, he's suspended without pay.
Oh, for sure. He probably got picked up by hunting and fishing television though, to like just go and.
He probably has to like. Probably to hand in his gun and badge.
Yeah. If that was a civilian, though, they don't get as much trouble, I don't think. Like, you get arrested for that? I don't think so.
Probably, for just killing an animal for no reason.
Yeah. I don't think you can get arrested for that.
I think.
As long as the gun's registered.
I think you probably could.
I don't know. What if you shot a turkey?
Yeah, I don't think you can for shooting an animal. Like, a lot of animals.
I'm sure it depends on the state.
So yeah.
Well, so this
his
was
issue
the,
is that he
this
was
the story that I brought up with my neighbor who shot the turkey, when we already recorded it. I was basically there was like a bunch of turkeys in my street one day. My neighbor was a big hunter and fishing, and I was just like watching the turkeys from my window, and then like all of them just like ran off at got startled by something, and I looked and there was a turkey in the ground with like an arrow through its neck, and my neighbor was like celebrating from his window that he shot one of the turkeys.
Oh, man.
It was awesome.
That is a American.
Yeah, it was a very that guy's the best neighbor I'll ever have.
He is a great American. That's another instance of humans getting chucking up the W. You know?
I miss that guy. He's a good dude. He was like 6 in my head. He was like 6'6". Big Irish dude. He was probably like 6'1", like 6'2". I was like a little kid, so he's just like massive human.
Basically you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my height.
Exactly.
How tall are you?
Basic you.
How tall are you, Kurt?
How tall am I?
Yeah.
On a good day, I'd be like 6'3".
That's not true.
You don't see me on those days.
I tower over you in our cover art.
Yeah, because you're standing on a stool.
No, that's fake news for everyone who's listening. It's big time fake news. So, Lisa, what are you doing?
Tom, you can deny it all you want.
Lisa, what are you doing for Mother's Day?
Going home. Getting my, what?
I wish I could go home.
Yeah.
I can't.
Having a nice
can
brunch
I come to your own?
And dinner with parents, sister. Ignore.
Gosh. No invite?
Formal invite.
Some people can't spend Mother's Day with their mother.
Kurt's going to a
you
brewery.
You have your plans for the weekend.
Yeah, he's going to a brewery.
Yeah, you told us about
not
your
for
extensive
Sunday,
plans
though.
For Mother's
Sunday,
Day.
I'm just going to sit at home and probably just look at a picture.
Of your mom?
Thinking about how she's probably spending time with my brothers.
Are you the favorite?
That's a good question.
Who's the favorite?
Probably my youngest brother.
Okay, that's fair.
He's still like the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still the stupid.
Lisa, are you the favorite?
Am I
the
what?
Favorite?
I'm the baby of the family.
So you're the favorite.
Basically.
Yeah.
Oh.
I am the baby of the family, and I am absolutely not the favorite. I will tell you.
You
that much.
Really have to do something wrong in order to not be the favorite, as the baby of the family.
I did some stuff wrong.
The baby is just always, you know, always gets what he wants. That's what I was so annoyed with my brother. Is just like.
Got to do whatever he wants.
Like he's 5 years younger than me, and by the time like he started growing up, like my parents were just like fuck it, you know, like
yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, what do you want to like go hang out with your friends at like whatever, like just come back at some point, like.
Ooh, not true with us.
Tell us about your upbringing.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Pride of Weston.
Nope.
You got it.
Pride of Weston. Hey, I didn't grow up in Weston.
Where'd you grow up?
We'll edit that.
New Jersey.
I didn't
really
know this.
Yeah, I started going to do Weston High School. Well, I moved to Weston High School when I was entering high school, so, yeah.
Okay.
I do not identify myself as necessarily Westonian.
Okay. Interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah. How was Weston? How was the high school experience?
Good public
there?
School. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Good education.
It's a nice
How
spot.
Was the food?
Food. What food?
At the school.
Oh. Never bought. Barely bought.
What was
So it's poor.
Yeah.
We used to have this thing at my high school called a grilled bagel.
Bagel?
Yeah, have you ever heard of those?
No.
So
bagel?
Is it just a bagel?
It's
yeah.
basically a bagel that you put face down
like
on a hot skillet that's smothered in butter.
Oh, nice.
And it just grills the crap out of it, and it's just butter on a bagel. And then you put additional butter on the bagel when you go and sit down at the table.
Mm. Why are you calling it a bagel?
Because that's what it said.
Bagel.
That's how it's spelled.
I got a question for you guys. What's your rosebud thorn for the summer?
Tom.
Or for the week.
For this week?
Okay,
so this is a reoccurring segment, Rosebud.
Yeah, Rosebud Thorn.
Which
of
I'm
your
not
past
answer.
Week. Yeah, answer it of your week.
Tom needs to explain the game.
So, a rose is something good that happened this week. Thorn is something bad that happened. Bud is something that you're hopeful for.
Yeah, it's good.
Kurt, what was your Rosebud
I need
thorn?
To prepare for this.
Yeah, I'm not ready for this.
Well, no,
something
just
good
think about
that
week.
Happened this
Give
week.
Give me a second.
I don't have a thorn.
Wow,
someone's life is so great.
That's great, Lisa.
Yeah.
Ooh,
okay, I find happiness
the
in my
The thorn
life.
Is probably this podcast.
No. Hey.
That was my rose.
Yeah, I was going to say that was... You just ruined it.
Well, my rose was this podcast, because people said it was pretty funny. My thorn
Your
was...
Your previous podcast.
Yeah, the previous one, the one without you. We'll see how
Ouch.
This one cares.
Ouch.
Roasted trash girl. But,
No comeback.
My thorn... I have to move out of my apartment, and also you guys are leaving. And
Tom, I feel like this is down the road.
You're apparently hiring people that I won't be friends with, which is horrible.
Yeah, we're going to have a segment over the summer called The New Guy. And
we're basically
just going to feature all the new people that come into the lab.
Yeah, we'll feature all our summer students.
We have a bunch of students coming in and a couple new technicians.
Will has a high school.
Wild.
It is going to be
wild. It's
going
to be great.
Wild.
Yeah. We're going to have them sign some sort of a waiver or something.
Please don't sue
us. Please have your parents sign this and bring it back.
Are you 18?
No, one of them that's coming is 15.
Explicit
Someone's
language.
Coming is 15?
Yeah, 15.
Yeah.
I didn't even know how to tie my shoes.
So this
15.
Is what we're going
to
do. We're going to have water in a conical that we're going to put red food coloring in.
Is that your student going to be 15?
Will's
is 15.
No, Allie's.
Allie's
is 15? Was that the kid that had the whole project? So
yeah.
That was a 15-year-old?
Yeah. Super excited about coming.
Proposed his own project?
Yeah.
He's a boss.
Where is he from?
Probably not from this planet.
Is he like a wonder kid?
Yeah.
He's going to make me look bad?
He is.
He will. All of us.
He is going to be such a tryhard.
Hey.
Yeah. He's going to get yelled at.
By me.
And
you're not even going to be here.
I will be here.
When are you leaving?
I don't know. Whenever this podcast
is just, Kurt puts this off because he doesn't want an office party.
I don't. I hate office parties.
You want to eat cake? You don't want people to awkwardly
sit around
you?
The amount of cake that we have in this lab is absurd.
You don't want people
You know
to
what someone said? Party isn't for you. It's for the people who are doing it.
Wow. So that's what Trisha said, yeah.
That's what Trisha said.
That's a great quote.
Yeah, but you get to awkwardly sit there while people... Just ask you questions about whatever you're celebrating.
Also awkwardly sit there.
Yeah. Also
so it's like just
there,
a bunch
just
of awkward sittings.
Yeah. Eating cake. Yeah, I do actually.
Yeah.
That's fair. I don't like those. Are we going to bring back lab happy hour?
This, yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Who's going to organize it?
Yeah, who's going to organize it?
Us.
I don't think we have
You.
The, we don't have the right to do that.
You.
I'm talking about the one, like, the
Here,
sponsored
right?
one.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
I see.
CTS one.
I see, yeah. I can ask the big boss.
Sarah?
Ooh.
Sarah's the big boss?
I hope Jordan doesn't listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
Please, Dr. Madsen, if you're listening.
He definitely is a listener.
You are the big boss.
I told him about it the other
Please.
Day.
Please understand that I know you're
Bring back
Please still write me a letter or something. Yeah, but, what's your rosebud thorn? Kurt of the week.
Rosebud Thorn. Do I have to go in order?
You can go in order you want.
Cool.
You better be thinking. Trash girl.
I would say my bud was what we just talked about. I'm really excited to get some new faces around the lab. So
yeah,
to look at
that's always exciting.
Every fucking day.
I feel like June is exciting for that. And then like.
And the July, weather. The weather's all right. So that'll be my thorn. Is my thorn. My bike got stolen.
Yes, that's a great thorn.
It fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I have to take the T. I don't know if any of our listeners take the T. Probably most of them.
Well, yeah, they're my friends. They live around here.
So, it was really not great. It's not the best setup. Public
so what
service.
Happened?
Just stolen bike. You know, typical. Your run of the line. Is that the statement?
Run of the mill.
That's right. Yeah. Run of the mill. No, run of the mill thievery, I would say.
Where was it when it got stolen?
It was outside Target, right in Fenway.
Did you lock it up?
I did. It was nice and locked up tight and just gone, man.
Did it leave
so,
the lock?
No, that would have been nice, right?
Yeah.
No, they needed to lock it later, apparently.
That's hilarious.
It is.
That's what you get for riding a bike.
That's what. Yeah.
I hate people who ride bikes.
I hate the T.
Just take the T like a normal person.
I hate the T. And my rose. My rose. Let's see. Well, I mean, it's getting nicer outside. I wore shorts the other day. That can be a rose.
Yeah, no, we didn't get dinner on Tuesday or anything. Whatever. That's fine. Kurt, don't talk about the dinner that we got on Tuesday. That was, like, pretty nice. We had a good time. Cool drinks.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, that's no, it's
clearly
fine.
His
no,
rose.
It's fine. Yeah, no, that's great. Yeah,
I totally forgot.
That's good.
Sorry.
Lisa, what about you?
So I don't have a thorn. Actually, thorn would be I have to leave soon.
Aww.
I'm gonna miss people.
Shut the fuck up, Tom.
Aww.
Yeah, it's gonna suck. I mean,
it's not gonna suck for you. It's gonna suck for me.
It's gonna suck for me.
It's not.
It is.
You guys are moving on to bigger and better things. And I'll just be here.
Play putting.
All alone.
With Becca.
And Jeremy.
And Jeremy.
And Jordan.
It'll be fun.
You have time for one more seminar?
I refuse to do another seminar. Hard pass. Wow, none of my stuff's working. I don't know.
What I do.
Yeah, the date is not good.
Yeah.
Can't do it. No, I'm just... It's going to be tough when you two leave and then Becca leaves. And then
we'll have Becca.
You can't forget about Allie. Come on.
Yeah, me and Allie and
Jeremy.
Going to happy hour. taking on the city.
That'll be great. They'll probably...
What are you guys going to do for podcasting once Kurt leaves?
I'll probably find a new tea. We'll keep the same name.
I mean, I'm not going to like...
So, but whose channel is it going to be then?
Like, am I gonna? I'll put out a.
We'll bring you on once
a
year.
I'll put out an episode with Allie. See how that goes. I don't know how well it will go.
It's gonna be like The Office 2.0.
It's gonna be like The Office. Yeah. It might not go great. But what's your? So you gave us a what? A rose, right?
That was my. My thorn was leaving.
Thorn was leaving. What's your bud?
My bud. What is that again? Hopeful for.
Yes.
Hopeful for medical school.
Yep.
Ready to transition.
I have hope for that, too. I hope doctors are...
Well.
I hope their doctorship goes well so that they can fix me when I'm older.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
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 So.
I have 5 years to go, at least. Well,
yeah.
That's my medical school. So.
Yeah, and then you have to do a residency.
Another whole, yeah.
What specialty are you going to do?
Good question.
Yeah, to decide
good
right
question.
Yeah, I had to decide right now without knowing what any of those jobs are like. What would you say?
Well, you know, I've been in transplant surgery research
right.
lab for, like...
Yeah.
What about gynecology?
Dude, classic question.
No.
No?
No.
Doesn't interest you?
No, not really.
Apparently it's a pretty harsh residency, I heard.
Damn.
It's, like, a pretty competitive and, like... You know, everyone says surgery is super, like, cutthroat. Like,
well, ours are demanding.
Yeah.
For sure. I guess every residency is demanding.
How about dermatology?
I would consider it.
I'm thinking about the things that could be...
Anyone would.
Durham is...
You work 9 to 4, make like...
Nice hours,
money.
Nice pay.
Yeah.
But...
Not bad.
What about you, Tom?
Yeah, what are you thinking?
I gotta get into school first. I have to trick someone into accepting me.
Trick.
That's what it feels like, though, right?
You gotta play their game.
Yeah.
To some extent.
Well, no, it's just like more like talking to other people that are applying. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. I feel like the slowest, it's like you just gotta be, you just can't be the slowest gazelle. I'm feeling like a pretty damn slow gazelle.
Yeah.
And the lion is coming
out.
Those getting fucked.
What?
Slow in what?
Just like in terms of people's resumes and like what they're doing and like, oh, this great story about why I want to go to medical school. Oh my god.
Well, if you need a letter of rec, Tom, you know, I'm always here.
Yeah?
Yeah, whenever you need it, man. I'm a great writer.
Shut up.
You should read my book.
What's your book called? Is it about Nova Scotia?
I don't know, but it's by Kurt.
Coronation Island.
No last name. Don't use last names. What's your rose?
Okay.
Give us a rose so we can end this.
Yeah.
Lisa.
And it can't be the color of the trash can that you're sitting on, which is also rose.
Rose is
what's
a good thing to have?
Oh, what's a good thing? Oh, no, I said this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking forward to
it.
She's getting her name out of here.
Oh, all right. So
I actually genuinely enjoyed listening to your first podcast.
How did you like being on this one?
Nerve-wracking.
Nerve-wracking?
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
In the beginning.
We're basically celebrities at this point.
You know that? Do you know that there's a possibility that 50 people will hear this?
Yeah.
Okay,
I
could have bet that it was going to be higher.
Three of them
people
are in this room.
Yeah. And probably three states.
Three states.
Yeah.
Probably, right?
Yeah, at least three.
Hey, that's better than one.
I know some people.
I thought it was just going to be one.
Texas, Massachusetts, Maine.
New York.
And New York.
Four.
So that's four.
That's four, Lisa.
Easy.
What's Texas?
My Uncle
it's
Brian.
It's the state.
Oh.
My Uncle, yeah, so basically my Uncle Brian listened to the last episode and then, like, texted me and was like, hey, man, you okay?
Oh, that's right.
He was concerned. He thought I was sad. He's like, hey, man, like,
ooh,
what's going on? Like, how's your life going? I'm like, it's good.
That's nice that he listens to your show.
No, he loves me a lot.
And then insults you.
You sent the link to him?
He loves me.
Did he have any poor words to say?
No, he thought it was funny.
That's
listened
great
to, like, 15 minutes of it. He said it was good.
We do have one Apple iTunes listener.
I'm pretty sure that was my buddy Alan.
That's great.
Shout outs, Alan.
Yeah.
Always shout out to him. Him and I did a radio show in college called Dance.
Oh, that's nice.
Cool.
Yeah, shout out Alan.
We will do a, if you give us a 5-star review.
Yeah,
we'll
read every 5-star review.
Every,
so if you want any message.
Just leave a comment and ask us a question and we'll address it on the show.
Yeah. Yep.
And just subscribe, unsubscribe,
yep,
maybe subscribe, maybe
so
unsubscribe.
So, Lisa, you still need to go get dinner, right? So we're going to get some dinner?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to get dinner, Tom?
Do you want to get
Lisa?
Yeah.
I get a formal invite, too.
Yeah, you can come to dinner.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm probably not going
to
eat.
Anyone who comes on KNT comes to dinner.
Ooh.
Who's our next guest going to be?
I don't know.
Covered.
We could get Allie or Becca. I mean, that's pretty much it.
We asked this question to everybody on our podcast.
What?
Do you want to come get dinner?
Red
oh,
or
oh
blue Doritos?
Red or blue?
Yeah.
Blue.
Oof.
No?
Actually, I really like blue.
Not.
Fair enough.
We caught that one. Yes.
Right. We're out.
Alright, guys.
Peace!
Have a good weekend.
Peace!
See ya.
We'll send you out on something nice.
Peace! I don't know if that'd be the last thing.